Wheat streak mosaic virus, transmitted by the wheat curl mite, was unusually strong this year in central South Dakota. As farmers lay plans for winter wheat planting this fall, timely management of the green bridge is the essential first step to prevention of wheat streak mosaic virus. SDSU Extension Plant Pathology Field Specialist Madeline Shires explains the green bridge is volunteer wheat and grassy vegetation such as downy brome or cheatgrass that provides a home for wheat curl mite between crops.
Right now, those mites are probably hanging out in pasture lands and field borders, and they're just going to be kind of sitting there and waiting to feed on that winter wheat as it starts emerging. So breaking those green bridge by spraying out those border and pasture areas to try to reduce mites that are just basically sitting there with the virus waiting to move into the winter wheat.
The green bridge needs to be dead brown before winter wheat planting begins. For glyphosate specifically, there should be a 14-day interval between spray application and seeding of winter wheat. Another tactic which aids in reduction of wheat streak mosaic virus transmission is delayed planting, as cooling temperatures slow mite activity.
If they're in the center part of the state, to make sure that they're not planting any earlier than September 15th, maybe edge it a little bit closer to September 20th and try to plant late.
Later planting also reduces Hessian fly infestation. Variety selection is also key, with genetic resistance to wheat streak mosaic virus present in numerous winter wheat varieties. The South Dakota Crop Performance Variety Trials offer insight on genetic resistance. Reporting for the South Dakota No-Till Association, I'm Pam Geppert.